Welcome back to another video inside of my YouTube channel and also an episode which will go live on the podcast as well. In this one, I'm just going to take a moment. It's probably going to be 20 to 30 minutes to answer some of the questions that you've all sent in over the last couple of weeks. And I've kind of been saving these up to do a specific session on them because I know lots of people seem to struggle with the same things when it comes to generating leads online, when it comes to making noise on social media, when it comes to growing a business. And I wanted just to provide as much detail around the answers that I've got for you on here. We have 9 in total. I'm going to take a moment to go through each one of them for you. And what I want to start doing is doing an episode like this, doing a video like this every couple of weeks. I think I'm going to put them in for, because there seems to be lots of questions at the moment. I don't know whether everyone's starting to use social media a lot more when it comes to business or what, but I'm seeing an influx of inquiries recently, an influx of questions coming through as well. And the first one, which we're going to go straight into, is whether you should be focusing in on a personal brand or a business brand. Now, I've had this asked a couple of times, and what it seems to be is that people have got business pages, they have branded pages, and they also then have their personal profiles on Instagram and LinkedIn. And this question comes up time and time again, and I'm only going to give you my opinion. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying what I've found, where I've got the best results from. And the answer is both, quite frankly. Now, if you had to choose one, I'd say personal branding, and I'll explain why in a second. But when it comes to this decision, it's about where you're going to get the most amount of reach from. It's where you're going to get the most amount of attention. And quite frankly, with business pages, people don't really want to follow a logo. If you think about it, Richard Branson and Virgin, you have Elon Musk and you have Tesla. You have all these big iconic brands here, but I guarantee it, right? You're not tuning in to those business pages every single day trying to figure out what it is that they're doing and what they're up to. It's just not what we do. Whereas Richard Branson and Elon Musk, you probably do follow, or you may have equivalents to that. My answer to this is quite simple when it comes to who should you turn up as and who you should be representing. The answer is you should do both, but you should put more time right now on personal branding purely because you're going to get a much better return on the time that you spend putting in. So I'll give you my example of Pipeline 44 and Chris Taylor. We put content out there on the Pipeline 44 page, but we put a lot more time and attention inside of the Chris Taylor brand because that's what people are following right now. That just seems to be the case. So what we do is we follow what the algorithms reward us with. Really, really simple. Now, question 2, and you're going to have to forgive me for looking down for those of you that are watching the video. Question number 2 is, as an accountant in Surrey, how should we go about bringing in more clients? Now, if I was an accountant, or if I was working on behalf as an accountant, which we do work with a couple, actually, not in Surrey, we work one with Central London and one up in Leeds. I'm going to give you the strategy that we use for them, and it applies to any service-based industry, really. When it comes to content, like I've spoken about in previous episodes, what you want to be doing is showcasing the results that you provide to your clients. So most people think that accountants are boring, right? Right. Hate me in the comments if you think I'm wrong. But most people think accountants are boring. So what we've got to do is showcase why they're not. Showcase what makes them so good. Now, my accountant, only a year and a half ago, Callum, if you're listening or watching, I love you. He saved me around about £18,500 on my tax bill. Now, that tax bill was kind of identified through some expenses which I hadn't claimed, which I wasn't aware of, right? There's some things as a director that I wasn't actually sure that I could claim. Now, having that conversation with my accountant, he broke down the problem. He identified exactly what I could claim and where I could then submit my expenses to then write off against my tax bill. Like, that's incredible. I didn't know accountants did that in that much detail because I'm not an accountant, right? Really simple. So if you are an accountant in Surrey right now, I would be creating content that showcases how you save your clients money, or answering the question of why should I work with you over anyone else? What is it that you're doing for your clients right now that makes you stand out above anyone else? It's really simple. But that question there, if you can then write down all of your answers on a piece of paper, those become your content ideas. So think about the last 10 customers that you've worked with and then the results that you've generated them. What is it that you did? What journey did you take that customer on? And then what was the end result that they were really happy about? Tell me it. You don't need to tag your clients in. You don't need to tag your customers in. All you need to do is just tell me what you did and the end result. The headline needs to be the big result. Why I should, as your ideal client, care about you. What I'd then be doing as an accountant is going into and working out what is a typical ideal client of mine. I'd be looking at my client base if I have one. If I don't have one, I'd be looking at who I'd want to work with, who do I believe I could help, and then looking to proactively connect with them online. So whether it's Instagram, whether it's LinkedIn, you can connect with people on both. LinkedIn for me is such a powerful way, such a powerful tool. I spend the majority of time on this podcast and this YouTube channel talking about it. But have a look at who you want to work with and start adding them into your network. Really simple. Combine that with the content, which showcases why people should work with you. It will start to then start to tipple over. If you then want to take that further, you can start to create in-depth content like this on YouTube. Start to put tutorials out there, start to educate people on there. And a guy that does this really, really well and that I've seen recently is a guy called Josh Thorby. So I'll put him in the description. You can go and check him out if you're an accountant and you want to see an accountant that's doing social proof well. Somebody else who's doing it really, really well is Jerry from Smooth Accounting. She does social media brilliantly. In fact, I'm actually going to get her onto this show and an interview on here as well at some point. So there's people out there that are already thriving in this. So I'd find people that are doing it well and work out what it is that they're doing well so you can mirror it. Really, really simple. But YouTube, put out some tutorials, educate your audience, position yourself as an authority so people then reach out to you. And that's kind of how I do it. I wouldn't do anything proactive in terms of going out and start prospecting or anything that right at this stage, something that you can do later on down the line. I'd be looking to build my network with my ideal client, and just putting out daily content of why I'm so bloody great. Really, really simple. If you check my LinkedIn profile out, you'll see how I do this. And we're generating inbound leads on the daily at the moment with the stuff that we're putting out. But it's because we're demonstrating what it is that we do. And we do it well. So have a look, evaluate, research, and then start to create your own. Question number three. What is the best time to post on LinkedIn? Now, this is a really, really important question. And the answer is it depends. Most people use LinkedIn posting times as excuses not to post. So if you say you're going to put a piece of content out there before like 8 a.m. and you miss the 8 a.m. deadline, people will use that as an excuse to then do it tomorrow or the next day or the next day or the next day. And that's an issue for me. What I need you to be doing is showing up no matter what time of day it is right now. If you're not consistently showing up, I need you to start just doing it. Remove the time. Just put your content out there and get into a habit of doing it. Now, to answer the question really bluntly, I post it 3 times of the day and I vary it. It's not disciplined. I just do it when I feel like doing it. I try to make sure that I get it before 9 a.m. That's my first post window. If I don't get it out before 9 a.m., which I always do, pretty much, it's very rare that I don't because I'm so ahead of myself, but before 9 a.m., because that's the time where most people check their LinkedIn accounts. They're on it first thing in the morning, and it's really simple in terms of the way that they do it. So before 9 a.m. The second window is lunchtime, so between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m. All right, it's a good time, especially if your target market is in the US and you're in the UK, because they're just starting to wake up at that point. So between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m. And then the next time then is between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. I try to avoid evenings if I can, although I know there are people out there that use LinkedIn in the evenings like I do. We're on it all the time, right? So it's not that important anymore. The most important thing is that you show up. That's it. However, if you want times, they're my posting windows. They're what I use. That's what works really, really well. Number four, I'm posting every single day, but no one seems to be engaging. What is it that I should do about that? Or what should I do about it? It's a good question. Now, there are a number of reasons as to why people don't engage on these platforms. Now, I'm going to assume that you're talking about LinkedIn there. However, if you're not, it will apply everywhere anyway. So if people aren't engaging, what I don't want you to be is disheartened. People are lurking and stalking online more than they've ever done before. Okay. So if you're not receiving likes, if you're not receiving comments, in time, if you're building your network up and you're putting the right content out there, your engagement will come. Now, there are two things that you can do to have an immediate improvement on your engagement. Number one is start doing some engaging yourself. So community is so important on these platforms. And I can't tell you the amount of people that just don't seem to proactively engage with other people. So what I want you to do, if you're watching or listening right now and you're not getting any engagement, I want you to take 15 minutes, grab a 15-minute slot. I want you to find out who you want to engage on your content. Go and find some people that are using. Go and search. Have a look at who's creating content that looks like your ideal client. And I want you to spend 15 minutes just dropping meaningful comments on their content. Really simple. Leave something. Read what they're saying and leave something thoughtful. What will happen over time, if you could just do that for 15 minutes straight, those people will engage back with you. And then normally what happens is they'll then go and check out your profile and start engaging back. So, so key. So that's the first thing you can do. Go and engage yourself, because if you're not engaging, how on earth can you expect it back? The second thing that you can do is start thinking about your content in a bit more detail. So if nobody's engaging with your content, it's normally because you're not giving them a reason to engage. It's not their fault, it's your fault. So I want you to take a moment, have a look at the last 5 to 10 posts that you've put out there and ask yourself, what would you say on that post if you were reading it for the first time? If the answer isn't clear, then think to yourself, what do you want people to be saying on that piece of content? And then ask a question at the bottom of it to encourage it. The more impactful your content is, the more opinionated it is, the more you're going to get more and more conversations. So that's a way to improve engagement for you. Post more content and start, or post more meaningful content, should I say, and start leaving comments on other people's content as well. Number five, how do you go about finding your content ideas? You seem to never run out of them. ! Interesting. Content ideas is really interesting. Now, I've done previous videos and podcasts on content ideas, so go and watch those videos if you haven't done already. I'll link them in the description for you. I also have a content ideas guide, so it's got 100 of them. Again, in the description, it's free to download. Go and download it. It'll be really useful. But my content, in terms of the way that I look to create the ideas like this, of this video right now, and also on my LinkedIn and my Instagram and everywhere else, comes from what I'm doing every day. So my content's about 2 weeks behind of where I am. And what I'm looking to share are the lessons that I'm learning and how I'm helping other people. So I'm in a service-based business. And with service-based businesses, you've got to demonstrate your service. Otherwise, how on earth are people going to realize if you're the person they want to work with or not? Now, if you don't have any customers right now, then you need to go out there and do some work for free to get some subjects and some scenarios that you can talk about. There's no real shortcut to that. I had to do it. It's the best way. It's the way that I recommend everybody starts, even if it's just for a couple of months. Just go and learn your skill and find something to talk about. Now, once you've done that, what you can then do is start to look at the customers that you're working with. And you don't need to name them. You don't need to tag them in. You don't need to recommend. You don't need to do anything. You just need to go, what was the problem that they had? What was the solution that I provided? And from that, how can I then visually demonstrate that online so other people start to understand it? And again, the best way to do this is to come and look at my profile. I do it every single day pretty much now because we're working with that many people. I will note down every single conversation that I have, whether it's consultancy, whether it's in the academy, whether it's in an agency client, whatever. Now, note down all the questions that people ask. It's how this video has been done. What I will then do is I'll sit here and I'll work out what's the best way to visually demonstrate it. Now, you can use tools like Answer the Public. You can use tools like YouTube. You can use tools like Google to find content ideas. But when it comes to creating like personalized, bespoke videos, which is unique to me, I find that my own scenarios and my own situations and my own stories are the best examples that I could use. So when it comes to creating content ideas, I'm not going to give you the typical advice of go online and start researching what I want you to do is just to start using this a bit more. Start using your brain. Start thinking about what it is that you're doing each day and how your ideal client can benefit from the activity that you're doing. If you've got no activity to share, you're not doing enough. So start doing more. Start being proactive. Start doing some stuff voluntarily. Start doing stuff which sets you apart from everyone else. And then use that to create your content ideas. That's how I do it anyway. The blunt, honest truth. I've got the document down there in the description that you can download. But the blunt, honest truth is I use my diary and this to try and work out the best ways to visually demonstrate how goddamn good we are at what we do. Number six, do I use scheduling software? And if so, what do you recommend using? I run a content agency and I have this conversation with my staff all the time because they beg for scheduling software. They really do. Scheduling software has proven to damage reach and I don't want to damage my reach. So everything on my native accounts has never been scheduled. Well, it has in the past, but it's never been now. So for the last 8 months of me posting on my accounts, not one of post is scheduled. It's all manually done. And I do that because I want to maximize every post I can potentially put out there. So I've used Buffer in the past. It's nothing wrong with the tool. It just damages reach because of the third-party API connection. The only ones that I would suggest trying and utilizing are the ones that are native on the platforms. So Facebook Creator Studio, Instagram's version that's connected to Facebook Creator Studio. I don't know if I'm being really honest right now, if they do damage reach. However, they are Facebook's tools. So I can imagine it's at least a little bit less of a destruction on post reach. So that's my answer to that one. I don't personally, neither does our agency. We focus solely on native posting. Question number seven, as a social media agency owner, what is the best way for us to generate new leads? The way that I guess I can answer that is by just talking you through our process, which I've kind of already done in this, actually. It's quite similar to what I've said throughout this already. Number one, post content that showcases what we do as a social media agency. They're quite broad in terms of services normally. We're quite niche. We are a LinkedIn marketing agency company right now. That's kind of what we do. Everything's on LinkedIn. We do other platforms, but our speciality is the place where we get the best attention, and that's LinkedIn. Now, when it comes to generating leads, what I want to do is showcase what we do on LinkedIn to get results for our clients. So we prospect, we create content, we do profile optimization, and we showcase the best version of these businesses online possible. Now, with content, I just want to demonstrate that over and over and over and over again. I don't care about personal content. I don't care about anything. All I want to do is demonstrate to other people how goddamn good we are at what we do. That's content. Number two, with social media agency owners, I always do recommend when you're starting out to pick a niche, pick a type of client that you want to work with. Social media agency owner for accountants, maybe solicitors, maybe property people, whatever. Pick your niche and become known in that industry. Then get yourself out to events, get yourself out there in the real world, networking and meeting these people. Combine that with online activity. Do what we do, which is get onto podcasts or do interviews, go and public speak, start messaging these people that potentially could be clients with value, give them a content ideas guide like I do, and breathe. Like, this stuff is so simple. It's not rocket science, but it's showcase how good you are, build your network with the right people, and get yourself out there in real life, meeting people and providing your services so you then got something to talk about in your content and vice versa. Really simple. Question number eight. What is the best way to grow my following as a network marketer / influencer? So I don't know what you influence in. You've not sent me that, but I'm going to assume maybe it's like fashion or fitness or something along those lines. So network marketing is an interesting one because most people don't really know how to build up an audience around it because they don't really know what to talk about. If it was me doing it, I would, one, make sure I picked a product that I care about, that I actually like using, because that's what I want to be talking about in my content, the difference that product has made to me. I then tell my story about using that product. So let's take it. Maybe it's like a weight loss shake or something. I know I've done some work with people in the past with that. If it's like a weight loss shake, I would actually talk about it and honestly review it and say what I liked about it, what I didn't like about it, and how it's helped me with my movement and my fitness journey as an example. Start putting out content, especially if it's on Instagram, real content, reels content, should I say, which showcases not just your product, because the product's actually irrelevant, your journey. So what are you doing? What's the goal? And the way that I love doing this with influencers and network marketers is to set yourself a challenge that other people are going to find interesting. Now, there's a guy called Christian Guzman online. He runs a company called Alphalete. And if you go and look at his summer shredding video playlist on YouTube, he has basically created a weight loss day by day vlog that he did. Best person I've seen out there do it for a very long time. He still does it to this day. He does it year on year. And throughout that prep, throughout that journey, he's constantly talking about different products and services that he's a part of. But the content is the story, the content is the journey, and it's helping people overcome a common problem that they would decide to follow you for. To grow yourself a following, you need to be somebody worthy of attention. So with whatever it is that you're looking to make money from a network marketing perspective, think about what is a common goal that these products and services help you achieve. Does that make sense? Find a common goal in that industry that the people that are involved in it will find it interesting to follow. So if it is a weight loss product, do yourself a weight loss challenge. If you're running a marathon, maybe it's a marathon challenge. If it's a business challenge and you're looking to sell network marketing products that are related to a business growth, like find the journey, find the challenge that other people will find interested in, and then document your journey throughout and how these products and services are periodically helping you. You need to build an audience where people trust you. If you don't build trust, people won't buy. And if people don't buy, you'll never succeed. Build your following up by finding a story to tell, control the narrative, and tell it in a real, organic, and authentic way. And that's where you'll see the results. Number nine, really, really good question, and one that I really wanted to finish on, which was, what advice do you have to any business owners that are struggling at the moment? Close the book. Business owners that are struggling. Now, there's a lot going on in the world right now, right? I did a podcast with a lady called Jo Britton, which I don't know when it's due for release. I don't know whether it's this week or next week, but I did a podcast with Jo and she asked me a similar question. That was probably where that came from, actually. And there's a lot of bad stuff going on in the world right now, right? We've got wars. We've got a pandemic that's going and disappearing. Times are hard. And it's been a bit of a wake-up call for me recently. And actually, like, I'm a big cricket fan, for those of you that don't know. And there's a cricketer, a really famous cricketer, who was 52. I met him a couple of times. A guy called Shane Warne passed away. And of natural causes, I had a heart attack and gone. And I'll be honest, right? I think I've kind of taken stuff for granted over the last couple of years, because although we've had our challenges and we've had our difficulties, we've grown as a business quicker than we've ever done before. And I put it down to a couple of different things, which I'll put inside this answer as my advice. But I really am thinking to myself every day at the moment around gratitude, because I have definitely taken what I have for granted over the last few years. And with what other stuff is going on in this world, it's quite difficult to comprehend moaning about how difficult things are. And I know people are in different positions, right? I know we've all got our own shit going on. But my advice would be to just appreciate what you've got, for one. And if you're not happy about something, do something about it. Stop sitting there and moaning. I can't see how many people, I can't tell you how many people I see out there moaning right now about things that aren't going their way, moaning that they can't get to places. And I'm like, look at what's going on in this world. Start to appreciate the opportunity that you've got. My phone is plugged in. I was going to grab my phone, but I'm recording this on my phone, right? You can make money. Pretend this is a phone. You can make money from this thing. What you need to do, if you're struggling, is find a skill that people need and want. Find a skill, learn it. If you don't know one, go out there and fucking learn it. It's not hard. YouTube channels out there that will teach you for free. You don't even need to pay for a course. There are channels out there that will pay you and teach you for free. Then start talking about the journey of you learning it, you developing it. Then start offering your services out for free. Figure out what services you want to use and provide and go and provide them for free. Build some credibility up for yourself and then start charging people small fees, then larger fees, and it grows. Then you build your team to support it. Growing a business is not difficult. It's actually relatively simple. It's just bloody boring, really. It's quite boring. Like, I can't tell you, actually, right now, going through this period, it's hard work, it's late nights, it's bloody painful. However, I'm working to something so much bigger right now, and therefore I've got the flipping fire to go out there and do it. I am more motivated now than I've ever been before. But my advice to people that are struggling right now is go out there and do something about it. Make a plan. If you don't know what the plan's going to be, go and find somebody, drop comments down below, and I'll help you do it. I provide advice for free all the time. You've just got to have the initiative and be proactive enough to make the decision that you want this enough. Get some fire, get motivated, get inspired, find some way of really pulling your finger out your ass and going out there and doing something, because I see so much fluff on there out on the internet right now. And I promise myself with this channel, with this podcast, I'd be 100% honest. The reason I am where I am after all the difficulty that I went through is because I've worked bloody hard for it. I've focused, I've remained disciplined, I've done stuff that I didn't want to do, and I've gone above and beyond for customers. And I've done it time and time again for free at the beginning, now charging multiple thousands of pounds in retainers. But that's grown. That hasn't happened overnight. I've had to earn the right to charge that amount. I've had to earn the right. I've had to build the brand. I've had to put the effort in to be able to get there. That would be my advice. And I mean, it's quite a blunt way to end a video in this, right? But I hope it's helped, because I want to do more and more of these. And I find that these questions are great ways of being able to provide the information that I'm learning and help you move forward. So if you have, just let me know by hitting that like button if you have liked this or not. And also, if you haven't liked it, let me know. Like, drop me a message, drop a comment down below. I want honest feedback on this channel. I find that there's not many people putting out authentic advice out there right now. And some people will like this, some people they won't. I'm totally fine with that. But please do let me know what you think. That's all I want is feedback. I thrive off it. If you're wanting to find out more information around content planning, because that is something that I've spoken about a lot inside of this, then you'll see there's a link here. Go and watch this video. It will show you a full tutorial of how you can plan your content. So, so valuable. And there's a free template there as well. Have an amazing day, evening, afternoon, whenever you're watching this. I'll see you in the next one. Peace.